Tonight's shiur, Simakuf Samech Beis, Se'if Dalid, Shofach Mayim Ayodo Achas, V'Shifshifa B'Chaverto. If a person poured water on one of his hands, and then rubbed it up against the other, Lo Olsa Lo Netila, that is ineffective for Netilas Yadayim. Afilu Shofach B'Achroina Ashtei Yadav, even if he follows it by pouring on both hands together. Because the water he poured originally on the one hand became tameh when it contacted the other hand. By the rubbing together, it made it tameh. When we say the second pour of water will purify the tameh water on the hand, that's when the water on the hand became tummy from that hand. The first pour purified the hand and the water becomes tummy. The second pour purifies the water. But if the water on the hand became tummy from somewhere else, like his other hand, then pouring a second time will do nothing, will not accomplish anything. Hilchach, therefore, ha-shevich me'akli ayodo achas, when a person pours from the vessel onto one hand, v'shif shef b'chaverto, and it rubs against the other hand, he has to dry his hands, and then start all over again and wash properly. The fikach, therefore, when he washes his hands, someone else should do the pouring, and that way you avoid any problems. If there is no one else to pour on his hands, if he should hold the vessel with the tips of his fingers, and pour on both hands simultaneously. Or another possibility is, yishbachal kolachas revias, pour an entire revias on each hand. And then he can rub them together. Shashovich revias ke'echod, because when you pour an entire revias at once, ein tzarich mayim shniyim l'taharon, there's no need for a second pour to purify the water. She'asu revias v'asachas, because the chachamim treated a revias at once, kamo tevila, like immersion in a mikveh, she'en etzvich ha'shtifa shtei pamim, it doesn't have to be poured or washed off a second time. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkon lamed beis shafach mayim v'chulu. He pours water on one hand. Mayri kesha shafach rak mayim yishoinim. We're discussing where he does the first pour. Mixes meravias, part of ravias, some of ravias, ayan achas on one hand. V'shifish of abedishaniyah she'en etul. Then it rubbed against the second hand that wasn't washed yet. Mishum shechi shev. What was he thinking? Maybe by rubbing the hands together, it'll be as if I washed the second hand. Or maybe he rubbed the hands together to rub off some perspiration or filth on the hand. Or maybe they just touched without any deep kavanas. Just it happened that the hands touched. The teal stem is no good. Liyad shnia, for the second hand. And this hand also comes tame by contact with the other, as we explained. Because the water he poured on one hand becomes tame. The water on the first hand is tame. They became tame as soon as it touched his hand. When it touches the other hand, it becomes tame. V'gara al yedei tuma zu shekibla ata yosim l'ha yadav netulas klal. And this tuma is worse than if his hands weren't washed at all. D'mayim ha-tameim shabo al yado, because when tame water comes in his hand, afim yishbach aleim kama kabin, no matter how much water you pour, lo yitaru will not make them tahar, ad shi'inag v'meikodim, until they're dried off first. Kefarash, as the Mechab explains. See, if kol namavav chaverta, when he rubs it against the other hand, it makes a tame. Umemele gam he asman it miss, and it becomes tame itself. But tzarich lanag v'gamkin, it has to be dried off. Kimin shekiblu meimea tuma ayde negiyasim b'yad shni hatameya. Since its water became tame, if contact with the other hand that was tame. Umayim hashniim einem etaran ela nitm tumas hayat atzma. The second pour only purifies water that became tummy from that hand. Not tummy that comes from elsewhere. So it comes out the same halacha. If he pours the first pour on both hands, kol achas b'fnei atzma, each one separate. V'shiv shivam zeh b'zeh, and then he rubs them together. Nid muzeh mizeh. They both become tamei. V'lo mahani ma'am shniyam tamei. A second pour won't help. K'dekamei b'sifah, like we say in sifah. Sifkal namad zayin, hilka chashov v'chol. Therefore, what is the etza? What is the etza? You have to dry the hand and pour again. What's the limit to say? Hold in it meis chaveritah, since the other hand became tamei. Or me'elagam hi nit mizchan, therefore it's tamei too. Al ken serach l'nage v'shtayadav mitchilah, so first you dry both hands. V'lach so litlun kedin, then wash them again. U'b'lo nig of lo mahani, without drying it won't help. Afim yishbech aleim kapam, no matter how many times you pour. V'chana like we said before. Sifkar la meches, l'fika chanot v'chul, therefore, when he washes his hands, someone else should do the pouring. Well, it's something to say. Ho shabiyarnu, once we've clarified, that one hand shouldn't touch the other before he's finished washing. That is very common to happen. So the best thing is one of three. Either someone else should pour in his hands or revias at once. Or he do it himself. That's the suggestion. Mechaber says when I lift it by the tips of your fingers, like we say afterwards. Oh, she yishbuch al kol achas v'yas bas achas, or pour in each hand, or v'yas at once. Does nitru ay de zeya the legami? Then his hands are purified entirely. V'shuv ein the giyos and zov zov mekalkin, and contact between them will not be a problem. V'adraba, and just the opposite. Once he's put a v'yas on each hand, mitzvah lechad chila shash from zov zov achas. It's a mitzvah to rub them together, like we learned last night. It's a mitzvah then to hakad dafka to meshavshiv them. Sivkar lamates alehem. Someone else should pour on his hands. Haino ashteyot ke'echad, pour on both hands simultaneously. Does chashuv and shnei ki'ar achas, we treat them as one hand. Ve'enim nitmoim ayidei mashin noigin zeh v'zeh v'yas natil, they're not tamei by contact during the pouring. K'l kamei v'sifei l'kulun and sifei. Sifkad mem v'im ein l'vachei v'chulun, that's you don't have someone else to pour. The first option is someone else should pour on your hands. If that's not an option, then here's the next option. The kashiyei shachar, because if there is someone else, tov yoyser, that's better. It's better than trying to wash by handling it by the tips of your fingertips. The kashuli zer bezeh is very hard to be careful with that. To wash the entire hand, including the fingertips. So the first option was someone pour in your hands. The second option was hold the cup by the fingertips and pour on both hands together. So it's not a great option. Let's talk a second option, because by doing that, you run the risk of not washing your hands entirely. Sifkad mem alf ashteyadov ke'echad, pour on both his hands at the one same time. What's the limit to say? Vaydezen, if you do that, dai b'vias achas, you only need one revias. V'shuv ein tzorich mayim shniyam l'tam, you don't need a second pour to purify anything. Sifkad mem beis o yishbuch al kol achas revias, or the third option is, if you have enough water, to pour a revias on each hand. What's the limit to say? Sheyechos hakli kedarko, you hold the cup normally, not with your fingertips. V'yishbuch al kol yad v'yad v'nei atzmo, and you pour on each hand by itself, revias v'as achas, revias at once. Dim yishbuch revias v'akal yad achas, because if you only pour revias on one hand, the kabel tumay de negiyas sabachavar, it still can become tumay if it touches the other hand. And then, zivkot mem gil v'achach yishashav him. Once he's poured revias on each hand, he could rub them together. Al kol hanisko l'akol. This goes in all the possibilities we mentioned, the three possibilities. But something to say, debafanim elusu in cheshkilko de hashivshof. If you did any of these three choices, either someone pours on your hand, or you did it with your fingertips on both hands, or a vias on each hand, there's no concern if the hands come in contact together at the same time. So, we mentioned earlier, one of the advantages of pouring a vias on your hand at once, each hand, is you don't have to lift your fingers up. You don't worry about that issue. Now, I have another issue. If you pour a vias on your hand, you don't have to worry about them coming in contact with each other. That's what we keep emphasizing over and over. The proper way, that's what we do, is to make sure you use a whole revias on each hand, and then you avoid many of these shas. Sivkatan memdad, shehashoivich v'chulum. Because when you pour a revias at once, there's no need for second pour. But so let me to say, by dezen nigmer kol taras yadayim, by this pour of a revias at once, you've concluded the process of purifying the hands. V'shuv ein chashash klal ayde negiyasim elu b'elu, there's no concern at all if the hands come in contact one with the other. Let's return to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: Im noga behem acher shlo not al yodav ve'odom lachos min amayim. Until now, we're discussing one of his hands touching the other hand. Now he has a new possibility. What if someone else who didn't wash his hands touches his hands that are still wet from the Tilas Yadayim? He washed Tilas Yadayim, his hands are wet, and someone touches his hands. Tzarech l'nagva v'lachzor v'lito. He has to dry his hands, wash again. Shari zetim ayde hamayim shalem. The person who didn't wash his hands made his hands tamei, because the water on his hands became tamei. L'kach tzarech lizor, so you have to be careful. K'shevich mayim shlishis, when you pour the third time, shneim shneim levad mirishonim, which is really the second if you remove the first. The first is just to clean the hands. And then the second is to matar, and the third is to purify the water. When you do that, be careful. Shlo yiga yad bechavrta ad sheyishpuch gam zeh al shniyah. One hand shouldn't touch the other until both hands had been washed a second time. O sheyishpuch mitchil shteim kechad, or you pour on both hands simultaneously. Vimnotikol yad mirevius, and if you use the revius for each hand, and sochlikol zeh, the whole thing is not necessary. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Memhei. Vimnaga behem, if someone else touched his wet hands. Va'af shekvar notal yodav gam b'mayim shniyim, even if he washed a second time. Or he used revius at once. So his hands are totally pure. And then someone else touches his wet hands. Since the one who touches his hands did not wash his hands, the one who washed, has to dry his hands and wash again all over. The person who touched his hands that are wet, that water makes his hands tummy all over. But it's limited to say, the water became tamei by contact, and in turn makes his hands tamei. So therefore, the Mechaber says, be careful when you pour the third pour, which is really the second, because the first of the three is just to get rid of the dirt. Make sure the hands don't touch. Because the hand that only has water from the first pour, hal tamei, that water is tamei. Umetamei siyad rishon will make the first hand tamei. Ubedievenim nagav, ubedieven if it did touch, yesh om some say shein soch l'nagav, you don't have to dry it. Raknoisin achach mayim l'pamachas, rather just pour once over it. Dekimin shekvar hoyu tahar l'gami, since they were tahar, afal pi shenitmu miyad ha'acheres, even though they became tamei from the other hand, mahani mayim shniyim l'tahar, the second pour would take care of it. Others say, no, you have to dry the hand. No different than if someone else touched it. If you do a revius on each hand, there's nothing to worry about. There's something to say. Like we wrote before, you don't need a second pour. So you can immediately rub them against each other. But you still be careful from someone else who didn't wash his hands. They shouldn't touch him. Like we said before in Sifkan Memhei. Because Chayadim writes, in any circumstance, if he did make the bracha already, al tisdaim, v'nizkan, then realized it touched, yachsav yitol yadav v'lo yivarach, wash again without a bracha. If he picked up the washing cup with a wet hand, you start by lifting the cup with the left hand and pouring on the right hand. Now you take the wet right hand and pick up the cup. The handle of the washing cup will become tamei because of the water that's tamei on his hand. That first pour is tamei. And then if you take it with the left hand, you meant to pour a second time on the right, then it makes that hand tamei. So now you have to dry it and start all over. The answer is for this, the solution, the counsel is, either you pour a whole revius each time, so there is no tamei water, or pour the first and second pour on each hand one at a time, which is what we do. We pour once, then twice. Because if you alternate the pours, you're going to mess it up. If you pour less than revius on one hand, and then pour less than revius on the other hand, the kli is going to come tummy and then make the hands tummy. So if you pour a whole revius on the hand, then we don't care. And if you pour twice on one hand, we also don't care, because at that point there's no tamei water anymore, and once it touches the kli, there's not going to be a problem.